It's Wednesday, November 28th, 2018. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by
Shure, because every voice matters.
Today's Daily Download comes from A State of Control, Episode 50. Steve Greenblatt is joined by Rich Fregosa, Troy Morgan, and Peter Knapp, talking about programming versus configuration in control systems. Troy Morgan starts off talking about how to determine which system is right for your project.
The very first thing that we need to look at when we make that decision about whether we're going to do configuration or whether we're going to do programming is it's the manufacturer or the device itself that dictates some of that. It really is. And then, furthermore, it's the functionality or requirement of the system that further dictates the need for custom programming versus configuration. And like Rich was just talking about, I mean, I can think of a way that you could actually create the software for a NOC, a network operations center, and do it in such a way that you can configure it when you get there, you know, where you can define that, this display is only going to get this amount of sources and these things, and this display is going to get these things. And so that's that kind of hybrid, but that's all dependent on the scope, if you will, of the result that the end user is looking for. And then to kind of flip that back to the device level of things, there are devices that we have beautifully streamlined configuration things, and I'm quite certain Peter's got the same with Extron, where they've got control of a receiver and it's perfect, right? It turns on, it turns off, we switch its inputs, we control its volume, and we're in great shape with that device with respect to that level of functionality. And then the customer says, gee, it'd be great. And as soon as that happens, that's where programming starts to become necessary, because we didn't standardize or configure the software to have all the DSP level controls there for the client at their fingertips, because that's not part of the 80-20 rule. We're looking at 80% of the time, all we got to do is turn it on, turn it off, blah, blah, blah. Well, as soon as we got to go to that 20%, that's where programming becomes necessary. And that's where in the Adapt environment, and I'm gathered that probably the same for Peter and Extron, that you can get in and you can do some of this deeper level stuff. So it's the project in some cases, it's the manufacturers or the devices themselves in some cases that dictate the need. And then sometimes it's simply scope itself that dictates the need. But I go right back to the key to success, in my opinion, is flexibility and being able to do both within the same platform. And I think that's extremely important, because if you're stuck in one, you got your blinders on, you're stuck, and they say, oh, what would be great? And now you're going, sorry, I can't. That's not a good place to be, especially for guys like us who have been responsible for and completed so many different projects, all custom and beautiful in their creative nature. But to have to say no, it hurts.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.